From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've not talked about Game of Thrones ever on this show because we've not really watched it.
Well, we've talked about the fact that we haven't watched it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Last night, of course, the
ending.
Finale.
Finale.
Most people unsatisfied from what
really?
I can see online. Yeah. No spoilers, but most people are just like, really?
Huh.
But then other people are saying, well, there's no way it could have ended well. So I don't know what that means. But if you watch Game of Thrones, if you feel the same way, well, there you go.
It's like a good car chase.
Yeah.
You got
yeah.
half the people rooting for the bad guy and half
I
the
know,
people
right?
rooting for the good guy.
We're horrible.
So I guess depending on who was left, depending on who you were rooting for.
Yeah.
Nobody. It was like a meal. Not everyone is going to be satisfied.
And not a happy meal at that. So anyway, well, 10 years. 10 years it took to unravel that story.
It's been 10 years.
Yeah, the girls grew up, you know. Maisie Williams and Sophie Tucker both grew up on that show. And so did the kid that plays Bran.
It's been 10 years?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I knew it had been
short
about five
seasons,
or six.
You know, 7, 8, 10 episodes every season, and then maybe a year or two in between each season. Like this last one took 2 years. We waited 2 years. By the way, that petition that's out for HBO to redo the last season with good writers is now up to 1.1 million signatures. So fans are not happy.
You know, I wasn't happy with How I Met Your Mother ending.
Oh, stop
I was
that.
And I wasn't.
Stop it.
So do I want to invest all this time?
Just to come up with a bad ending that
yeah.
you don't want. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Now
and there's probably some people thinking, I wasted 10 years on this. 10 years.
10 years you can't get back. All right. Speaking of time you can't get back, it's time for the Who Cares
That's right,
news.
It is.
What's going on today?
With 3 Oscars, 3 Emmys, and 8 Golden Globes, Meryl Streep seems unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
But on today's episode of Ellen, Reese Witherspoon, not Meryl Streep,
not
Reese
Meryl
Witherspoon,
Meryl's not on,
revealed that the one thing her Big Little Lies co-star, which I didn't know she was on Big Little Lies this season.
Well,
however,
yeah, she needs more gold.
I need to watch that.
She needs more.
About that.
She needs more Emmys. So why not? I mean, she's doing all these little things. So it's like, why not?
Why not?
Okay. One thing to get a Best Actress, another thing to get a Best Supporting Actress. It all looks good on the shelf. The
well,
Oscars
has,
and the Emmys are the same size.
Oh.
For Best Supporting Actor and Best Supporting Actress. You just have to look at the little plate at the bottom to see what it's for. But they're the same size. You get 8 or 9 of those bad boys up there on the fireplace.
It just all looks good.
It all looks good.
Yeah, Reese does say there is one thing that that Meryl cannot do.
Oh, really?
Bowling.
No.
There will be no trophy unless it's for the worst bowler.
Uh-oh.
Reese was telling Ellen.
Yeah.
I honestly think at one point she threw it the opposite way and people scattered.
Ay, ay, ay.
Meryl says she's not good at golf either. She says that.
Yeah, but she's good at a lot of other things, man. Come on, she's Meryl effing Streep.
Well, I bet she can do some Mamma Mia karaoke.
You know she can. She can belt that out like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen that.
No auto-tune for her.
No. She's Meryl effing Streep.
That's
what can
right,
I say?
She is.
She can act, she can sing. I think she can dance. I saw her dance in Mamma Mia.
And I think Meryl Streep is great. I think she can overact sometimes.
You know what's cool about her, though?
Like Bridges of Madison County.
She's never had any work.
Good on her.
I don't know if she uses like this great skin cream or if she's on, you know, Cindy Crawford's plan.
Oh, so she uses Cindy Crawford.
Like Lori Loughlin does. I mean,
back in the day, it was Principal Secret.
Yeah, when Lori could afford it, now she can't afford it.
They don't have like skincare product lines in prison. Well, Spawn number 4 has a name.
Oh, finally.
Yes.
Yes. Wow. Can't wait.
All right. So we have
Can't
North,
wait. What? Oh, please don't.
North,
yeah.
North Saint. Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And Psalm.
Psalm? Like in
Psalm.
The Bible?
Yeah.
Really? That's interesting. Uh-huh. Psalm.
Usually is. That's right. Kimye claimed to be very religious these days.
Yeah, I've heard that. Okay. Well, he did the Sunday thing at Coachella.
That's true.
The Right Reverend Kanye West. I don't know if I can deal with that yet, but that's to each their own, I guess.
Nope, can't deal with that yet. I mean, I love me some good gospel music.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and there
you
was probably a part that was really good.
Yeah, probably.
For the Kanye part.
Wow.
Anyway, they decide to name their son after one of Kanye's favorite books of the Bible.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, Psalm is song.
Yeah, right, right. You know? Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, poetry and song and, yeah, and all that.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
So he reportedly is also fond of Ecclesiastes. But that's a tough one to saddle on your kid.
Yeah, can you imagine? I don't know how to spell my own name, Daddy. Why'd you give me this name, Daddy? I hate you.
They could have named him Psalm Ecclesiastes.
Again, tough, tough.
Yeah, but a kid doesn't have to write their middle name all the time.
I can't even spell Ecclesiastes, and I've actually read the Bible. So what can I say? A couple of times.
Now, social media, you think it's like be on fire. It's been kind of meh.
Oh, yeah. 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 I feel kind of meh about this story, too. Meh. Psalm.
Well, here's a good one for you.
Mm.
One post on social media was interesting.
Yeah.
And kind of funny. Made me chuckle. North Saint Chicago and Psalm. Why do the boys get biblical names that are pretty big shoes to fill, but the girls get names off MapQuest?
Well, there's always that, isn't there? Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? Wow.
Yeah.
Psalm. Well, I think I read somewhere that they are getting quite religious over there at Kudake. And so now maybe they would appeal to, what's that network? They have a Bible network on TV anymore? I don't think they do. Trinity Broadcasting or Catholic Channel or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not being sacrilegious. I'm just saying, I don't know. You know, if he's going to get into the whole thing, religious thing, look, Al Green did it.
But he was the Right Reverend Al Green.
Well, he still is. Yeah.
He's not the Right Reverend Kanye West.
He could be. What would be stopping him from that?
His meds?
You're leaving me no choice but to give you this. Who would you like to have sitting next to you in church? Like next to you at the pew next to you in church with Kanye West preaching? Who would you want to see there with you? I know who I'd want to be with.
Who?
Halle Berry. That's who I'd want to be with.
Grief.
Halle, by the way, had the number one movie this weekend. Yeah. Beat Avengers. You go, Halle Berry. You go, girl.
But was it Halle Berry's movie or there's another guy? Keanu Reeves.
Something or other. It's her movie. All right. That's going to wrap it for us today. Back with you tomorrow morning for more frivolities.
And speaking of chuckle, Godspeed, Peter Boehm.
Yeah.
Mr. Smooth.
See you tomorrow.
Peter B. And that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.